in a moment to India for our drama.
Sisters, starring Susan Kalman and Ashley Jensen.
I have a job.
I have a job. Do you know how long it takes to know everything?
Squabbling siblings in a brand new comedy.
What did we do without the internet? I've kind of blanked out the first 20 years of my life.
Also featuring Nick Helm.
And I am switching off the Wi-Fi in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Susan, it's Blake! So it's both you, but your Wi-Fi appears to be down.
Sisters, on Friday morning at 11:30, and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Now we conclude our two-part detective series set in India. A second murder has taken place on the roof of the Viewpoint Hotel. The receptionist, Alia Khan, is a former police officer and is enlisted to try to catch the killer. Undercover Mumbai.
So take me through it.
Okay. The victim, male, 21.
Home Minister's son.
Yes. He was found over here. No, actually more there. Where we marked out the... Right here. Seated position. Leaning on the water tank. 923 nails punctured through his skin. Approximately 1 inch apart.
How did the killer get up to the rooftop without being seen?
There's a disused wing to the hotel. College students have been using it as a hangout for some time. I assume...
Don't assume anything, Ratna. But what really bothers me is this... this... chalk drawing. Why would he draw the crime scene at the crime scene?
I assume he... maybe he thought, in case we missed it.
In case we missed what? The body? Leaning on the water tank? 923 nails punctured through his skin? Approximately 1 inch apart? Huh?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm losing patience with you, Ratna. Yamraj, get her.
Who?
The girl, the receptionist.
Huh?
Alia.
Huh?
What do you want her for?
I think the chalk drawing is part of a sequence. If you look at the sketch he sent me of the first murder, the body hanging upside down, and then you look at this, it seems like they belong to a bigger picture he's creating for us.
So both bodies were facing in the same direction.
Boss, yes. Towards that billboard with Kareena Kapoor on it. Could be a Bollywood fixation thing.
He wants them to see something.
And why is he calling you? Huh? Is it some special friend you made in jail?
He wants to be acknowledged in some way. I think it might be best not to release the pictures of the crime scene to the press.
That's not your decision.
She's right. This is the Home Minister's son. Let's keep the details quiet and the photographs confidential.
Can I go now? There's no one at reception.
Yes, Alia. Thank you. You should listen to her. She was a good officer.
Undercover Mumbai by Aisha Menon.
Alia.
Jamal, how are you?
Never thought I'd see the inside of a jail. But well, life is full of surprises, hai na? I just want you to know...
I know, Jamal. You were living at the hotel because your wife and you are going through a separation, right?
How did you...
That's why you were here after hours. That's why you spoke about her with so much affection. Like a man who was missing his wife.
What are you doing here?
The police released me, Mathur, sir.
So?
I'm innocent. I was in jail when the second murder happened, so they realized I couldn't be the killer.
Why are you here?
I've come back to work.
Get out.
Sorry?
Get out of here.
But
you were hiding in our laundry closet, spying on our guests, and you expect me to take you back?
Mr. Mathur, can I speak to you for a second, please?
He was not spying on guests. Did you see the hole in the cupboard? You can't see anything from it. He didn't know it was there.
That's not the point, Alia. He lied to me. You cannot work here, Jamal. Please go.
I'm sorry.
That's life, Miss Alia. The police wallahs make the mistakes and we the common folk suffer. That's how it is in our country.
A major sex scandal uncovered involving the fathers of two recently murdered college students. Police Commissioner Patel was allegedly forcing his daughter to conduct sexual relations with the Home Minister to further his own political aspirations. Both men are under investigation, but could this scandal be linked to the murders of their children? And is this a symptom of our ever-declining political system?
To talk about this, we have with us Sohrab Modi, the advisor to PMO, and she's also here, famous, of course.
So, who is the lucky fellow? Do you mean?
Oh, him?
No, no.
This is Mr. Almeida, heart attack. Needs lots of massaging to get him out of this strange position. I'm not talking about him. Who is the lucky fellow in my Alia's life, huh?
Mrs. Holmes, what are you talking about?
These arrive for you. I don't personally like lilies, but they're certainly dramatic. Oh, he's an artist. But that's not a very romantic drawing.
No, he's telling me what he's going to do next.
Who? Is it him? The killer? But why is he communicating with you?
Hello? Can I speak to Inspector Desai, please?
He must be some kind of religious fanatic.
One second, just hold on. Sorry, sir.
Mrs. Gomes, how do you know he's religious?
Yes?
Sir.
Alia, come on in.
So, it is Lord Yam in the sketches, God of Death, right?
Also the God of Justice.
I asked Yamraj to join us. It's his namesake after all.
Ma'am, you see, Lord Yam assigns sinners to a hell that is specifically chosen depending on their sins. See, the first victim, Shaina, was found hanging upside down like this, tortured repeatedly. This is a punishment for braggarts, those who insult people.
What about the Home Minister's son?
Looks to me like the killer was trying to do this. Proud or miserly people are stabbed with several needles.
What's going on?
Come in, Ratna.
What's this about?
Yamraj has some insight about the clues left by the killer.
This is my case, boss.
Yes. Why don't you sit down?
So?
Alia has been sent more flowers and another sketch.
It's become a full-on romance.
Sir, I have some doubts about this last one.
It looks like someone being pushed off a mountain.
I suppose that's how some romances end.
This is the closest I can find.
Hurled from a great height and smashed into dust.
For those guilty of bearing false witness or false swearing.
I thought you were dropping me home. Where are we going?
Mountbatten College. Ratna will be there. She needs your help.
I have a job.
She can't solve this case alone. She didn't exactly work her way to the top. We were forced to hire her. She has family connections.
With all due respect, Desai sir, that's not my problem.
Don't you want to help the police force?
The police force? I've been in jail for 2 years because my enemies in the police force hid evidence that was vital to my freedom. I don't owe them anything.
Did it occur to you that someone from the police force also uncovered that hidden evidence?
You? I'm sorry, I can't be involved.
You already are, whether you like it or not. The killer is talking to you. You'll do this, Alia. I know you. You are your father's daughter. You'll do this.
Ah, here she is. Miss Special Forces Khan. Huh? My bloody knight in shining armor.
I don't like this any more than you do, Ratna.
Sure.
A few days ago, you asked me to help you.
I didn't ask you to hijack my job.
I don't want your job.
Does Desai think I don't know what I'm doing? Is that it? Look, Alia, I know these kids, okay? I've studied in a college like this full of these privileged bastards. My father is a minister in Delhi. I know how their minds work.
So
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, look, can we just try and work together?
I'm going to speak to the teachers.
I think we need to speak to Meenakshi again.
You do whatever the hell you want. I am going to speak to the teachers.
Tripta Didi doesn't seem happy today.
Hi, Bala.
You'll have some sugarcane juice?
Not now. I actually have to go and look for Meenakshi to question her.
Hey, Rami. Do you not know how to cook?
What happened?
How many chilies did you put in that chutney?
Same as always.
What same as always? Nearly burnt my ass off. And look at her.
Let it be. Just let it be.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Sorry. Sorry se kuch nahi hota, harami. Lick my shoes.
Huh?
Lick my shoes now.
Okay. Okay.
Hey. Leave him alone.
Who the hell are you? Do you know who my father is?
Get up, Bala. Get up.
I have no interest in who your father is, all right? But scumbags like you who have no respect for human beings, you are of great interest to me.
Do you know what I do to women who like to talk back?
Go on, show me what you do.
What is this? Raju, leave her.
Hey, Faisal,
leave her. That's enough. Miss Alia, please. I'm sorry about that, but I really think you should watch what you do and say in this college. You could get into trouble.
Thanks a lot, Faisal, but I'm not afraid of trouble. You okay, Bala?
Don't worry about me, Didi. I'm too ekdam used to this. I'm fine.
You mustn't let them treat you like this.
It's not always possible to defend yourselves, hai na?
It's always possible, Bala.
Just now, what was Ratna Didi angry about?
It's complicated. See you later, Bala. I'm going to go find Meenakshi.
She's not on campus.
Oh.
But I know where she is.
Meenakshi! Oh, Alia?
Hello.
Sorry to bother you. I just need to go over your statement again. Has something happened? Oh. Sit down. Here, take this.
Thank you. Night Shaina died, I said I was with Dhruv and Faisal. I lied. Faisal made me.
Where did they go?
I don't know. They were drinking at my house. I went to sleep, but when I woke in the middle of the night, they weren't there. And now Dhruv is dead too.
Do you think Faisal...
Sorry, that's my driver. I have to get back to college. We're celebrating our Founders Day today. There's too much to do.
Wait, what about Faisal? Do you think that...
I don't know what to think about Faisal anymore. He's sick. He's not who I thought he was.
Why?
I have to go.
Hello?
You've let me down, Alia.
What?
Why have pictures of my work not been released to the press?
Why would we do that?
Because I matter. Did you ever see a great work of art? You may not like it, but you can't help feeling something. That is what I do. I make you think. I want the world to see.
What point are you trying to make to the world?
Why are you asking me this question, Alia?
I...
When you killed that corrupt commissioner, how did you feel? I mean, really feel. Deep inside. I saw you on the news. Marching with your head held high into the prison gates. I want to confess.
You can talk to me.
Something's troubling me of late.
What?
I don't know if you're the same person.
What do you mean?
You have to decide.
Decide what?
Let me put it like this. The darkest places in hell are reserved for those who maintain the neutrality in times of moral crisis. That's Dante, in case you were wondering. Decide, Alia.
Hello? Hello?
I want an answer. I don't know. I'm not the guy from the pressure of this case. Don't let it be. I will handle this. Leave it.
Alia, you can come now.
So, this is where things stand. The murderer has contacted Alia again. We have been unable to trace these calls. He's using a new SIM card for each call. And he seems to be thinking of Alia as some sort of comrade.
Desai, sir.
Yes.
What's she doing here? She's not one of us.
I am aware of your sentiments, Inspector Siddiqui, but I'm in charge of this department. So, any other questions?
No, sir.
No. Good. Alia.
Sir. I think we're dealing with someone who feels alone in the world. Someone who wants to belong, wants a purpose.
And he's educated, obviously, since he's quoting Dante.
But not necessarily. He's smart, definitely smart. But he lacks the social skills to form any real relationships. The perpetrator feels powerless. The only way he thinks he can exert some power is through these murders. With each murder, he's creating a stronger sense of purpose, of who he is.
Hmm. And his purpose is?
In his mind, it's about politics. All of it. He's punishing those that he thinks have fallen short of their responsibilities. You know, punishing the corrupt, the mean-spirited, the liars, the thieves. But only those from privileged backgrounds. The children of the powerful. For they are not worthy of...
What? Alia.
The liars. Sir, the last picture I received, the woman thrown from a great height, a hell reserved for all those who bear false witness.
Yes, and...
That girl, Meenakshi, she gave Dhruv and Faisal a false alibi. Come on, answer. She's not picking up.
What's going on?
Oh no, we're too late, aren't we?
Please,
please,
thank you.
Ambu. Inspector Shinde. Inspector Shinde, thank God you're here. That poor girl. That poor, poor girl.
Who discovered the body?
That boy, from the food stall.
What was he doing on the roof?
He's over there. You can ask him.
What has he done to her? Broken bones. Fractured skull.
You think he's beaten her up?
Hmm.
Alia, where are you going? Alia, wait!
Why are you down here?
Huh? Blood spatter on the flower pot.
So?
He cleaned up, but he missed this.
What are you saying?
He threw her from the top of the building and then took her back up.
Why?
For the view.
Eh? Alia!
He pushed her from the top and then carried her back up.
Why is that?
Mantralaya, sir. State government headquarters. It wasn't so clear from the hotel rooftop because of the billboards. But from the top of the science building, you can see it clearly.
Mm. So all the victims were facing that big Indian flag when they died.
Mm.
How very patriotic. But why didn't anyone see the girl being carried up to the roof?
Everyone was in the arts building for the Founders Day celebration. Science block was empty.
Who's he? In there?
The food seller who found the body. Alia is questioning him.
Hmm.
Meenakshi Didi asked for 2 sugarcane juices to be delivered to the science building roof. I took the sugarcane juices and I went there. And there she was.
Hang on. 2 juices. Was she meeting someone?
I don't know. Please don't let them do this to me, Didi. That's what they do. They find someone like me and then they blame them for it. This is exactly what happened 2 years ago when that finger-cutting incident happened.
What?
You don't know? Some students were kidnapped and their ye wala finger, he was just cut off.
Huh? But what did you have to do with that?
Nothing! What will I want with their fingers?
So, what did I miss?
He says he wasn't anywhere near the science building all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Where were you then?
I was delivering chai khana to the chess room.
Did anybody see you there?
I don't know. You know the chess players, they never look up.
Huh? But Bala, you must have seen someone there, na? Who did you see?
Everything always comes back to Faisal. Come on, yaar. The city drives me mad.
Makes me yearn for Delhi life.
You miss Delhi? Your family?
I miss Delhi in spite of my family. You're lucky to have had a father like yours.
He was taken from me too soon.
Better a dead father who is good to you than one that's alive and treats you like gutter water. Great. This is what is causing the traffic jam. Great!
We have plans in place to end gender discrimination. It is a new dawn, my friend, and we need you. The youth of India...
They're all idiots. All of them think they can get the youth to vote. The youth don't care, boss!
Ratna?
Huh?
The finger-cutting incident. It was the left index finger that was cut off, right?
Yes.
It's the finger that bears the ink mark, you know, to show that someone has voted.
Huh?
Just call Yamraj. Maybe there's some way of finding out whether the victims voted that year or not.
Look at these weirdos. Bala is right. We could have been walking through this hall naked and none of them would have looked up.
There he is.
Faisal Qureshi.
Wait. Check. Mate.
Congratulations. You must be a real player.
Can we talk to you privately?
I'm sorry, actually, I have some work to do at home. But why don't you come along? Excuse me. Sharda, teen chai leke aana.
Ji, saab.
Come in. We can talk in the study. This way.
What is this, a bloody zoo?
Now, my father's big on hunting. So am I, actually. That tiger, we shot that in Vietnam. And the bear, that rug you're standing on, that's from a Tibetan expedition.
Nice.
This way. Sit, please.
I'll stand. Don't want to accidentally sit on something dead.
As you wish.
Why weren't you at the Founders Day celebration yesterday?
I don't do celebrations.
You were playing chess all afternoon.
Yeah.
Did Bala deliver your lunch?
I think so.
What time?
I don't know. I mean, at some point the food was there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when exactly he delivered it, but he must have, yeah.
Nice picture of the four of you.
Yeah. That's junior college graduation day. Dhruv and I were pretty drunk. Shaina and Meenakshi are actually holding us up. They did that, the girls. They kept us together.
So then... what happened between you and Meenakshi?
Nothing.
No, she was going to tell me something about you. She said something to the effect of, he's sick.
Oh, God, are you serious? So bloody holier than thou, Meenakshi was.
Ow, ow, ouch! What the hell? Listen to me, you bastard.
Get off me!
Meenakshi is dead.
Ah.
Three of your friends have been murdered and you're laughing.
What are you doing?
I'll break your bones one at a time.
Sir? Chai?
Asha, the other doctor, thank you. God, this is about a dog, okay? A bloody dog.
What?
There was this filthy, lame dog that would hang around campus. I'd put my bhelpuri down for 1 second to light a cigarette and this cretin comes over and starts eating my food. So I kicked it, okay? And it died. But so bloody what? I mean, dogs die every day. But that Meenakshi, she was on my case about it, calling me a murderer. And she wanted to put my face on a flyer, start some bloody Facebook page. 5 years of friendship, yeah? And whatever.
Why did you force her to give you and Dhruv a false alibi on the night of Shaina's murder?
I thought Dhruv was going to do something stupid when he found out Shaina was sleeping with someone else. And when I woke up at Meenakshi's, he wasn't there. I went out to look for him. I thought he might have killed her. So I told Meenakshi to lie. I didn't think he was going to die next.
Excuse me. Yes.
Ma'am.
Yamraj?
The students who had their fingers cut off, I have checked the electoral roll. They were not registered.
Registered?
To vote. None of them.
So they didn't vote. That's why he chopped their fingers off.
But
Who did he want them to vote for?
Someone, anyone. They all turned 18. They had the opportunity to vote, but they didn't. It made him angry.
Oh, so they didn't deserve to have an index finger because they didn't vote. He's a bloody nutcase.
He's a thinker, Ratna. He used to be an angry thinker, but now he's more calculated. Now he's planning, you know?
Why did you stop me?
Huh?
With Faisal, when I roughed him up?
Because it works for you. I mean, that's how you get results.
You've never done it.
Prison changed me.
Was it bad?
Yes.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you?
3 women, cop haters. They shoved my head in the toilet once and they held me down for ages.
But you fought them off, right?
I tried. But when I realized I couldn't win, I just went to a place within myself, you know? I couldn't breathe through my lungs, so I tried to breathe through my mind. I knew if I had struggled or panicked, I would have swallowed that water. Maybe I would have drowned. But I didn't. I took myself somewhere else. What?
So to me it sounds too mystic, new age, whatever. We better head back to the campus. I have a feeling that they say, sir, what can I...
We let him go. The food stall boy. He has an alibi. You've got no evidence, and as usual, you have picked up the most convenient person.
That's not true, sir.
Have you seen this?
Oh, God.
Right. It's all over the internet. Every newspaper, every news channel, they are laughing at our incompetence. You are in charge of this investigation, so you tell me who leaked the crime scene photos.
Can I see that? Look at where the shadows fall in this picture. They're too short.
What do you mean?
If the sun was that high, this picture was taken before we discovered the body. Sir, the killer took this picture and released it to the press. He wants his work to be seen.
Okay, I'll tell her, yes. Bye.
Who's that?
Your hotel manager. He wants to know whether he should be interviewing for another receptionist.
But why didn't you give me the phone?
I thought I'd let you sleep in. Last night you looked a bit... Alia? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
You don't look well. Where are you going?
To the hotel. I've had enough anyway.
Of what?
You know, freelance police work.
So you won't be interested in this then?
What have you got?
Coroner's report for each of the Hell's Gate killer's victims.
The what?
That's what the press are calling him. Hell's Gate killer.
Where did you get this?
I told you. The coroner's my friend. He likes to have my opinion.
Okay, what have you found?
We can't work out how the drug was administered. It's almost impossible to administer orally because it's too bitter. That's why no one uses it.
Maybe he injected them?
No injection scars on any of them.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
I don't know. Koi hai? It's a parcel. For me.
That smell. Alia, I know that smell. Oh, good God. Is that a dog?
Riksha!
Bolo.
Mountbatten College. Hello? Can I speak to Inspector Shinde, please?
Who's this?
Alia Khan.
What do you want?
Where is Inspector Shinde?
She's been temporarily assigned to the traffic patrol. So anything you have to say, you can say to me.
Look, Inspector Siddiqui, I've received another part of the killer's artwork. Someone's going to die. Can you meet me at the college, please?
Ek minute. Alia didi.
I can't talk now, Bala.
I just want to say thank you.
You helped me a lot with the police and I'm so grateful to have someone like you supporting me.
It's okay.
No, really, Didi. You're the only honest police officer in Mumbai.
Bala, look, can we do this some other... Hang on. How do you know I'm a police officer?
Didi, you questioned me at the station. Have you forgotten?
Yes, of course.
Didi, you don't look very... Are you okay?
Can we do this another time, please?
Who are you looking for?
Faisal?
He left for the science building earlier.
Thanks, Bala. Hi. Is Faisal Qureshi in your class?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
And then...
Hello.
You.
I've seen enough dead bodies in my lifetime.
Animals have souls.
No doubt you're going to punish the person who did that.
How do you know it isn't me who killed the dog?
I know. You were showing me his sin, right? Because you're Yum, the great bestower of justice.
Great bestower of justice. I prefer that to Hellscape Killer.
What have you done with Faisal? He's not on the roof.
Have you ever been burned, Alia? Really burned? Do you know what it's like to feel your skin melt? I watched his skin turn liquid. I wish you were there to share that moment with me. But we will have a moment soon, you and me.
That smell.
You are there, Alia.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Cooked it in acid. Special thing for those who kill animals for pleasure. The holy books say cooked in oil. But I improvised.
God.
I'm so proud of this. But my best is yet to come. You will be a part of that. You will be so pleased to see my next victim.
Who are you going to punish next?
How do you know I haven't started already?
Where are you?
You cannot cross the sea by standing and staring at the water. Come and find me, Alia.
What the hell?
He's on the phone. He led me here.
Hello. Get a trace on the last call.
Yes, sir.
There's no point. He changes his SIM card each time.
Or maybe there was no call at all.
Look, I don't have time for this, all right, Inspector Siddiqui. He's going to kill again. It's going to be a drowning. I know it. We need to go immediately.
Wait. No one is going anywhere. Yamraj.
Yes, sir.
Take Miss Khan's statement, please.
Yes, sir.
Sir. Jaldi se backup leke aao.
Ji, sir.
Miss Alia, do you mind telling me how you came to be here?
Yamraj, do you know all that information you gave us on the health of Lord Yum? Was there one that involved drowning?
I don't think so, Alia, ma'am. But...
But what?
There was one called the River of Filth. It's for people who abuse their power. But you'll need a river for that one.
He'll improvise. Yamraj... Look, anywhere there may be water on campus. Kitchens, bathrooms. He doesn't like to be predictable, so don't expect... I'm sorry. Don't expect...
Alia, ma'am. Are you not well, ma'am?
I'm fine.
No. Please sit here for a minute. Here, drink this.
What is it?
Sugar water. It helps with blood pressure problems. My mother always makes me carry a bottle.
Sugar? No. No, I don't want any.
But you must.
No, really. I don't want it.
What's wrong, ma'am?
I need to go.
Ma'am?
I have to...
Alia, ma'am!
Ooh, Ratna, come on. Pick up the phone. Pick up the... Ratna, where are you?
Alia.
Listen, I know who the killer is. The autopsy reported high sugar content in all the victims' bodies. The sugar disguised the bitterness of the methylpropiol.
Come to the hotel.
Huh?
Come to the roof. Now.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Finally, my reception
really
is...
Sorry, Mathur sir, but I don't have time to explain right now.
Hello? Where are you going?
Ratna? Ratna? Are you here?
You found us. I knew you would find us, Alia.
Where is she?
I'm here, in the tank. Help me, Alia.
Don't come any closer. No, no, no. Inspector Shinde was kind enough to lend this to me.
So what? You're going to shoot me now?
I don't want to shoot you, Alia. But you cannot come any closer till you have decided.
What do you want me to decide, Bala?
Are you with me or not?
Oh God, help me, Alia. Don't leave me. Don't let me swallow this.
Can I just see what you've done to her?
Not a step closer. I'll tell you. Inspector Shinde will soon be drowning in filth. Special treat for rulers who abuse their power.
What have you put in there, Bala?
Some gifts lovingly collected from my previous victims. Excreta, blood, hair, bones, nails, flesh. Oh, and I almost forgot. 5 index fingers that I've been storing for this occasion.
No, no.
How has she abused her power?
How can you ask me such a question, Alia? She is doing the job you should be doing. She got it because of her father's connections, and what has she done ever since?
I beg you.
Put the tack off, Bala. You said you respected me. Did you mean it?
I never say things I don't mean.
Then do as I say. Close the tack. I understand. You want to hurt people who abuse their power. I get that. Was it in the sugarcane juice? Is that how you drugged them?
Well done, Alia.
You always seem to know where everyone was.
That's because no one notices the little man. They talk in front of me like I'm not there.
Where did you get the methylpropiol?
My father is a cleaner at the hospital.
Your father helped you?
No, he doesn't know. He's a simple man. You know, Alia, when I was a little boy, my father worked at the Mumbai Pune toll naka. I used to help him at the booth. One day, this politician refused to pay toll. When my father insisted, he got out of his car and beat him up. At first, I tried to help. I threw myself over him and I got beaten too. I still have the scars on my back. Big, ugly scars that will never, never go away. Then I just sat there and watched as my father was humiliated in public. And I wondered how someone could think their life had more value than yours just because they were given an important position.
That's very sad, Bala. But that was one politician.
They are all the same. Don't you know that? I have watched them. They lie, plunder, molest, rape, kill. And they get richer. And it is us, the common man, that suffers. Come on, Alia. You're like me. Why can't you admit it? Deep down inside, you know this filth doesn't deserve to live.
Help me, Alia!
Shut up! We are talking. Shut up! Be truthful to yourself at least. It was corrupt bastards like this that killed your father, wrongfully imprisoned you. They destroyed your life like they have millions all over the country. It's true, isn't it? Admit it.
It's true. It's true. My father was a good cop.
Of course he was. And they killed him. So were you, a good cop. And they put you in jail. You see, it's a cycle of evil. The corrupt breed the corrupt.
Yes, I see.
This is the only way to stop it, fear. They need to be scared. They need to know they are being watched.
Okay.
Okay.
What do I need to do?
Finish my masterpiece.
No!
You open this tap, Alia. We watch her drown together, and then I will listen to whatever you have to say.
Alia? Alia, what are you doing?
Shut up, Ratna! You're just the same! Like all those spoiled rich kids. You've always had it your way.
No! No!
Not this time.
I don't know what to say. I've dreamt of this moment for so long. You and me on top of the world, believing the same thing, fighting the same battle. I've been alone for so long. In my mind, all these ideas, these feelings, trying to work out how to express myself, how to make people understand. I've waited for someone I can share this with. And I found you, Alia.
What happened to that little boy in the toll booth, watching his father be humiliated?
He's not watching passively anymore.
Show me your scars. Show me what he did to you.
Alia.
This hurts me. This hurts me more than you know.
A big thank you to my wonderful team and to Inspector Shinde, who came through for us in the end.
Thank you.
She single-handedly brought down the Hell's Gate killer, and I just want to say, Ratna, I was wrong about you. You have done a great service to the police force and to our nation, and I'd like to offer you my heartfelt gratitude.
And a promotion?
I wouldn't take it that far.
That's it. On with it. Viewpoint Hotel, how can I help you?
Alia.
Hi, Ratna.
I never thanked you.
You don't have to thank me.
No, I want to take you out for a nice meal to celebrate, but frankly, I still smell like crap. Alia. When I was submerged, I thought about what you said.
Huh?
You in jail, with your head down in the toilet. I did what you did.
Ratna, ma'am.
Huh?
They're asking for you.
Listen, go celebrate. I'll see you sometime.
See you sometime. Khan.
Bye. Hello, Viewpoint Hotel. How can I help you? Hello? Chalak, chanakawa,
hamare. In Undercover Mumbai by Aisha Menon, the part of Alia is played by Prerna Chawla. Ratna, Shivani Tangsale. Bala, Prabal Punjabi. Jamal, Kenny Desai, Mrs. Combs, Radhika Mittal, Yamraj, Abhay Mahajan, Senior Inspector Desai, Rajat Kapoor, Inspector Siddiqui, Adhir Bhatt, the Hotel Manager, Joy Sengupta, Meenakshi, Ratnabali Bhattacharji, Faisal, Prashant Prakash, and Principal Pandey, Saurabh Adeshe. Music was by Sasha Patnam. Undercover Mumbai is produced by Nadir Khan and directed by John Dryden. It is a Gold Hawk Essential production for BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The front-runner in the Labour leadership race has strongly defended himself against suggestions of racism. In a phone-in, he was asked about people with anti-Jewish views and Holocaust deniers who claimed to be his supporters. In 1984, Mr. Corbyn was arrested while campaigning against South Africa's apartheid system and says he remains committed to fighting racism.
The idea that I'm some kind of racist or anti-Semitic person is beyond appalling, disgusting and deeply offensive. I have spent my life opposing racism. Until my dying day, I'll be opposed to racism in any form.
The authorities in Turkey say two people have been arrested after shots were fired at police outside the Dolmabahçe Palace in Istanbul. The site is popular with tourists and also houses the Prime Minister's offices in the city. A police officer is said to have minor injuries. In a separate incident, 8 Turkish soldiers have been killed in a roadside bomb attack on their vehicle in the southeast of the country. The former Olympic champion Lord Coe has confirmed his intention to set up an independent anti-doping system for athletics, following his election as president of the sport's world governing body. The organisation has faced accusations it hasn't reacted quickly enough to claims of large-scale doping by athletes. Lord Coe said there was a need to restore the trust of athletes, spectators and sponsors in the sport. A man who was shot in the chest more than 13 years ago has died from his injuries. Marvin Cousin, who was 39, was on a night out when he was caught in crossfire at a bar in Shoreditch in East London. Police have begun a murder inquiry. The makers of the Scottish fizzy drink Iron Brew are ending a 110-year tradition of paying customers for each glass bottle they return. AG Barr says 20 years ago, around 90% of his bottles were brought back, but it's now about half because many people recycle at home instead. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. Ever since he suffered a severe stroke in